You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Question.
Yes.
Not to you.
Oh.
To you, Sunraysia.
Show myself out.
Do you want to be a part of radio history?
This is
the greatest game ever invented by anyone ever.
It's a big, big call, Amber. I mean, look, explain the game and then do your pitch.
So, I would like a local business to jump on board with Amber's fart game.
Yeah. Now, Amber, this was a bit of fun that you and I had. We found it funny because we discovered that you do very loud hand fart noises, hand mouth fart noises.
Yep.
And we thought, wouldn't it be funny to see if people can identify what song Amber's trying to do?
Yep.
That was just a bit of fun with you and me, mate.
Yeah.
And you're saying we should get a business
involved.
Well,
it's been so successful. My inbox is full.
Full.
That I thought maybe there's a local business out there that gets us and our humour. You know what we're about here at the Amber and Billows show.
All right.
So.
Look, I'll help you with your pitch, but I just know it's going to be me there to pick up the pieces when no one gets in on board, okay?
Okay. So.
Let's have a go.
13, 12, 16. This is the fart game.
Can you guess the fart song? Can you guess this song?
Oh, my God, I'm embarrassed to have been a part of that.
How dare you?
Righto.
That's spectacular.
Well, you put in some effort, you made an opener for it.
13, 12, 16, if you're a local business that wants to get on board with Amber's fart game, this is how it goes. You're about to hear a fart. Do you know what song the fart is in the tune to?
Okay.
Here we go.
I have no idea.
You don't?
Whatsoever. Can I hear it once more?
If you
I must. I must.
It's that good, eh?
I have just zero idea. None whatsoever.
Oh.
What is it?
Ed Sheeran.
Darling, I will be loving you till 70.
I am dancing to that song at my wedding, and we're currently getting some lessons thanks to Latia at KM Studio.
Would you like me to fart it instead?
And I have heard that song several times. Every day for the last month, and I could not identify that.
13, 12, 16. Look, this is a unique business opportunity. If you want to get on board with Amber's fart game, maybe sponsor it.
It's going to take a brave business, I'll give you that much. Will it be naughty or will it be spotty? Amber, what's the time?
It is 6:40.
Oh, God, I'm glad you didn't let me high and dry there.
Thought about it.
Thought this is brave.
It's my show too, mate.
Gonna throw it to Amber. Gonna throw it to Amber for my song.
What do we got?
We got a naughty one, Amber. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit of a history lesson, Amber. Just been revealed. Do you like cornflakes, Amber?
Sure.
I don't mind a cornflake. I mean, it's not my top cereal of choice.
I like a crunchy nut because it's less boring than a cornflake.
It's pure sugar, mate. Pure sugar.
Oh, well.
But I agree with you. They are wonderful. Apparently, cornflakes were originally created. They were deliberately bland. So I'm glad you did mention the crunchy nut. They were deliberately bland to try to clear the mind of sinful thoughts. To quote Mr. Kellogg, who created cornflakes, they were marketed as, quote, a healthy, ready-to-eat, anti-masturbatory morning meal.
No.
That is what I'm reading. Now,
what?
So to give you an idea on it, Mr. Kellogg, on how evil he thought of, how evil self-pleasure was to him, he was married, he slept in a separate room to his wife, and never consummated the marriage.
Did he maybe just not like sex?
Did he maybe just not like his wife?
Maybe.
Did he maybe not like women?
Or himself?
I think that could be a big one.
What is the most boring, bland cereal? Like, how does that distract one from from not doing sinful things?
Unless you're just sitting there thinking, Jesus, cereal's boring. And this is the most boring cereal ever.
It's like the least sexy thing you can do is eat soggy cardboard cornflakes.
But does that mean that something like Cocoa Pops just has people going, oh, these are great. You know what I should be doing right now?
Probably.
Having a nice long shower. Is that what he's getting at?
I don't know.
Either way, it is very, very confusing. Here's another quote from him. If illicit commerce of the sexes is a heinous sin, self-pollution is a crime doubly abominable.
Oh.
Abominable. Yeah, I got that. Abominable. Mm. He sounds like an absolute hoot.
Do we know what year that this all sort
this
of...
This was the late... This is the 1900s, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yes, all right.
Jeez.
Not as many sexually liberated people as we have now.
Don't think so. If I'm going to look to sex advice, it ain't going to be to Mr. Kellogg.
So this morning, while you're eating your cornflakes, just remember... There's always someone watching.
That's Mr. Kellogg from the grave.
Billows, you know those lists on the internet that are like a list of people's names and it says people that will most likely fall pregnant?
Oh, you mean social media and Radio 101?
Yeah.
Get some common names, chuck them on a list and watch everyone tag each other.
Now, I have spoken about this before,
yep,
that my name is never on a list.
No.
Amber is not that much of a unique name. It's not that out there.
Look, Amber...
I know a handful of Ambers.
Cards on the table.
Huh.
Stripper name.
Well, look, that's not where we're going with this. It's common enough that I deserve to be on at least one list just one time.
Feels good to get that off my chest, a sidebar.
I know it's a stripper name. Thanks, Mum. So,
go on.
There's a list circulating online at the moment, and it's the list of people who were never on the list.
Yes, Amber's time to shine.
I'm not on the list. Well, I'm not even on the never on the list list.
To be fair, that just makes that list inaccurate because it's putting a whole heap of people on the list.
What happened?
They made a list of people who aren't on the list, but now they are on the list, so their list is redundant.
But what about the people that aren't on the never on the list,
Amber? They're the actual accurate people never on the list.
And I've got beef because there's some pretty hectic names on this never on the list list.
So a little less common than Amber?
Yes.
We've
got Fidelmina.
Fidelmina?
Does anyone know someone called Fidelmina? Philomena's on the list.
Oh, wait, they were two different names. I thought you just messed up Philomena.
Nah.
No, two different names.
Two different names.
Oh, my God.
Jar Jar.
Spell that for me.
J-A-J-A.
Oh, God. Maybe it's German and it's Yaya.
Maybe.
Either way, I still have never met one.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of names on this list and I'm upset. Like, Charisma. K-H. Charisma is on the list. The name Charity is on the list.
Oh, they could be a stripper with you. Can you read me a couple of those Z names at the end of that list? I can see on your screen. What do you got there?
Zuleika.
Zuleika.
Xander.
Xander with a
no,
Z.
Zender.
Zen. Yeah.
Yolanda's on the list.
Yolanda.
So, look, 13, 12, 16, here's what I want to do. I'm going to start my own list. If your name's never on the list, 13, 12, 16, we're going to start the best people in the world list. It's the 1st of March.
Sure is. Autumn is here.
Yeah. Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
Oh, do not touch me. Don't you do it.
If you guys maybe grew up in a superstitious household, or maybe pinch and a punch was just one of those things that you just said and always have said.
Yeah. Or maybe you just went to school because chances are it happened there.
Have you ever wondered why these things come about?
Though? I have no idea why people insist on the old pinch and the punch of the first day of the month. I assume just because it rhymes.
Me too.
Not
the case.
Apparently
not. So it could go as far back as witches.
Oh, God.
Where people thought that the salt would make a witch weak. So they
what
would.
What salt?
Just salt.
Oh, just general. Okay, in general, yeah.
So a pinch of the salt, throw it at a witch.
So you could just go around the streets on the first of the month throwing salt at women.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Pinch the salt and the punch is like a metaphor for keeping the witch away.
So you get to throw salt at random women and then punch them. And if anyone questions you, you just say, she's a witch.
The world was a different place when everyone thought witches were a thing.
It certainly was, Amber.
Now, there's also a presidential ritual. Apparently, George Washington used to meet with local Indian tribes on the first day of each month.
Okay.
Where he would supply fruit punch with an added pinch of salt. Maybe they used that as a preservative back then.
I'm not sure. Know. Maybe they just wanted to give it a bit more.
And it became... pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. That's
so you're saying it's an old Native American thing. It's like, what's the date? Well, it's the first, so you know what we're getting.
Pinch and a punch.
And then they made it a rhyme that we all do to this day.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Maybe.
What a nice little history lesson.
It's just some ideas.
Also, none of that is fact.
Oh, well, what? Witches, facts and things.
I'm not saying there was witches. I know there was a fear of witches, though.
Yeah.
So you're
There's some
possibilities.
Yes, what people believe.
Thank you for 2 minutes of speculation, Amber.
That's okay. You're welcome.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.